All right, welcome back. Chris Gordy Show, Sports 1280 New Orleans, rolling on here from Audio Avenue here at the Sheraton here in the middle of downtown. I was just looking out the window during the break, and there's a bar right across the street that's just loaded with purple and gold LSU fans right now. So they're out in full force. A buddy of mine in our group text sent a message this morning. He said, hey, just a reminder for everybody who has tickets tonight, pace yourselves. Don't go too hard too early today because you want to have enough in the ammunition and fired up, ready to go for tonight. So, yeah, definitely pace yourself. Mix in some waters and some protein throughout the day and be ready to go for tonight in the Dome and be loud. I don't know if you guys have seen, but the LSU's new hype video came out today. They had said last week they were going to be releasing three different ones leading up to the game. And so the first one was the one with the guy from the Avengers who did the voiceover. And then the second one was Glenn Dorsey did the voiceover. And then the one that just came out this morning on LSU's social media is voiced by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and it's titled "I Remember Rock Bottom," and it's basically all these shots of LSU from throughout the year, and talks about you started at rock bottom, and it's Joe Burrow as a kid and everything and becoming who he is today, and it's really awesome. I don't know if any hype video tops the swag surfing one, but this one was pretty good. And Jarrett Roser from TigerDetails.com sits down with us now. What'd you think of the new hype video?
It's good. I watched it on the way over. I agree with you. I really enjoyed the swag surfing video that came out. Was that Thursday?
Right.
Thursday or Friday. I thought that one was a lot of fun. But
whoever shot these,
all season.
It looks like what was the guy we talked about who trolled, said looked like Scorsese shot? I mean, these are like incredible shots in this video.
I was thinking about this morning too. They've done such a fantastic job all year, week in, week out, obviously three leading up to this game. They have to do this forever now, right? Or is it just because not do this in future seasons? Well, and how do you keep hitting that mark?
Here's the thing. Priority number one is retooling Joe Brady's contract to keep him. Priority number two is Will Stout, the student who is at LSU making these videos. They need Will Stout back, so... Yeah, but kudos to all those guys. Cody Warsham and even Derek Panamsky has had a lot of say in these videos. So shout out to all those guys making all these hype videos. LSU is definitely – they've won the hype video challenge. Now they just have one thing left to win, and that's the game tonight. I was talking with you last night at the media day. Like, it's funny because the game has really been dissected and broken down from every different angle already. Mm-hmm. And it's like now all we have left to do is play this game. But – it's interesting. The more and more I started to read about Trevor Lawrence, their schedule stunk this year, and they can't do anything about the ACC stinking, but I was just reading a piece about how even when the chips were down and they didn't play their best game against Ohio State, who's an incredible opponent, their best opponent they played all year, they were down 16-0. And Trevor Lawrence rallied the troops and said, let's go do this, and then even led them on a game-winning drive with 2 minutes to go.
Yeah.
And the kid's never lost a game, so.
Yeah, he's, I looked at, obviously a lot was made of his game running the football in that semifinal, and they've done that a lot more the past few games to end this season. Three of his top rushing performances in his college career have been in the last three games, including the big one against Ohio State. But talking to some coaches on both sides of things, they kept referencing his competitiveness and his drive to win and make plays as being kind of the fuel for that in that semifinal more than anything, that one way or another he was going to figure out how to come out on top. And it sounded a lot, honestly, what we talk about with Joe Burrow all season, that he's just going to find a way. And so I think it's going to be a lot of fun tonight to watch those guys, the two quarterbacks, obviously, but the teams overall, duel and see who goes home 15-0 and who goes home 14-1.
It was interesting. We had a caller who predicted that Joe Burrow was going to lead the team on a game-winning drive. And I was thinking back to last year and this year, and he really hasn't had, especially this year, hasn't had to have those moments. Like, right. I mean, I think everybody brings up the 3rd-and-18 at Texas where they still had the lead, right? But they scored the touchdown that really kind of just puts it away. you know, Auburn last year, he leads them on a game-winning drive to go kick the game-winning field goal. But he, in his career, he hasn't really had to have that moment to, all right, guys, we're losing, putting the team on my back, let's go score the game-winning touchdown. He hasn't had to do it, but does anybody doubt his ability to go do that if he needs to?
That's something Mark Clements and I talked about with our podcast a week or so ago, or I guess, shoot, it just feels like that long ago, earlier this week or early last week.
Like 4 weeks ago.
There's been, as much as you and I have talked about how much national media has made of this Trevor Lawrence versus Joe Burrow and how goofy that has seemed to us when you look at this season, there's been no reason to doubt Joe Burrow at any point this entire college football season, and so I don't see why in any situation against any team you do so now. Clemson's great. It's definitely going to be the best team they face this year, the toughest task, but the way that Joe has approached everything, the way this team has approached everything with such maturity and focus, I don't see why you start doubting them now.
It was funny. I was just reading on some of the message boards just what some people were saying. Somebody started a thread and said, for everybody who has tickets for tonight, pace yourselves. Like, I think that's a good message because, look, I think if you go too hard right now, like,
They're out there.
If you look outside the window right now, there's a bar right across the street here. These people are, I mean, one guy's double fisting already. I'm like, dude, it's not even noon. Like, pace yourselves. Relax.
I like our guy Chris Branch has been on it all weekend, and I think about an hour ago tweeted something about how he's had Fireball and someone told him to pace himself, and he said, don't worry about it, I can't be stopped today. He's so funny on Twitter.
LSU in the national championship in New Orleans. LSU fans, just a great excuse to start going hard and doing fireball shots before noon. But this might work out for some people. Like, the guy who goes too hard, who passes out at the tailgate, his ticket's fair game at that point. You can go get that ticket and go do what you want and go to the game. So, talking with Jared Rosen from TigerDetails.com, I was looking through some of the articles you guys have up, and you've put a couple up on LSU's defense. I was just discussing because there are so many guys on this team that are draft, either, you know, it's either seniors like the Rashard Lawrence and the Braden Fajokos. You know Grant Delpit's gone. Jacoby Stevens has a real good chance to leave early. Kalyvon Chaisson's going to leave early. But then you got even the juniors like the Patrick Queens and Jacob Phillipses that, man, if they leave, you don't want to look too far ahead, but you're really talking about depleted defense next year. But yeah, that might be a good thing if they all go lay it out on the line tonight and walk away with a victory.
Yeah, I've kind of started a little bit, I mean, not turning an eye past this game by any means, but as you just kind of look toward the future, it's going to be interesting to see. This team has set up, it's been such a perfect storm, or the stars aligning with the way this team has come together, and some of those guys like Rashard Lawrence and company, Christian Fulton coming back this year, and the way that the senior class has continued to mature together through the years, and how well this junior group has come along. And you're right, there are a lot of juniors that they're going to have some interesting decisions to make. Hopefully they're doing it with a 15-0 season behind them.
What role do you think Michael Divinity plays tonight? We know how good he is at getting after the passer. I think him and Kalyvon, you want them to be aggressive. You want them to get after Lawrence. But, man, we know how dangerous Lawrence can be with his wheels when he gets loose in open field. So it's almost like you want to contain, first and foremost, contain. But if you got an open shot at him, go take it.
Yeah, they're going to have to be really smart because, I mean, you saw a few weeks ago, Trevor Lawrence can pull that ball and get up the field in a hurry. Dude outran defensive back 67 yards to a touchdown for a real pivotal score right before the half, and you want to pressure him. You want Kalyvon and Mike and some of these other guys in spots to be able to get into the backfield and make things difficult, make things uncomfortable for the other Tigers. But if you're not careful, it can burn you. They've got to be aggressive, but be smart and disciplined with that aggression too, and not get out of position.
He is Jared Roser, TigerDetails.com, sitting down with us as we get you ready for the game tonight. And again, we're taking your phone calls and suggestions on Twitter and email.